let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Looking ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope by Dr. Charles Lee Holland Jr. considers Christianity in our time as it confronts the crisis of the relevance of the church and the challenge facing biblical theology. The reflections and observations are autobiographical in nature because they mirror the personal perspective of Charles, who for 65 years has taught to communicate the Christian faith with intellectual and spiritual integrity. Dr. Charles L. Holland Jr. is a retired Methodist minister who is active in interim pastorates, Bible teaching seminars, classes, and group studies. In addition, he continues his ministry of interpretive writing of books, articles, and sermons. He's a graduate of Mercer University, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and Columbia Theological Seminary. He was awarded the Doctor of Divinity from Mercer University and the Doctor of Law from Atlanta Law School. His published books include Christianity for Tomorrow and Think on These Things. He has served as pastor of churches in Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas, and Washington, D.C. In addition, he served as an adjunct professor in several seminaries and universities. Dr. Holland is married to Jeanette Crowder Holland, his lifelong partner in ministry and a retired school teacher. The Hollands make their home in Fort Worth, Texas. Dr. Charles Lee Holland, Jr., author of Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope, is our special guest on This Week in America. Dr. Holland, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, it's a privilege to be here, and thank you for that splendid introduction. I appreciate it.
You have such an impressive background, and it's our pleasure to have you with us on the program to talk about this book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
Well, through many years of working with in classrooms and also in congregations, it began to dawn on me as time passed that questions people were asking were repeated over and over from different people in different places. I began to sense a need to respond to them. Also, I talk theology a great deal at home, as you might imagine. And one day my wife, Jeanette, said, "Charles, you really should leave these thoughts for your children and grandchildren so they'll really know who you were, what you were, rather than letting them just hear you in pulpits and hear about your classroom work." That did it for me. I set about to write this book, Theology of Hope, Personal Theology of Hope, because I felt like that in a time like this, I wanted them to know, I wanted people who knew me to know, there is much, much future for us all if our faith remains strong in Christ.
This is a great legacy for your children, as well as so many people who have read and learned from your book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. This is sort of a multi-part question. I love the title of the book, A Personal Theology of Hope. What exactly is meant by personal theology of hope? And sometimes we think it's not really personal. Is theology personal? And oftentimes we consider the Christian faith to be a collective response rather than personal. I've given you a lot there in that question, but let's go to the basis of personal theology. Explain the title, please.
I'm certain you've heard the phrase groupthink.
Yes.
I think there's also such a thing as faiththink as well. By this I mean that because the whole congregation says this I believe does not necessarily mean that deep down inside you too may have that very same conviction. So Looking Ahead is an attempt to encourage people to have a theology of their very own. In other words, the faith of our fathers was great for our fathers, but we need to have faith that's uniquely our own. I think there are at least two or three components there. The tenets of our faith must first of all be comprehended by us. Then we need to appropriate them, and finally to assimilate them into our own lives so that they're expressed in day-by-day living as well.
Dr. Charles Lee Holland, Jr., our guest on the program, author of the book Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. The book is for sale at all Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And you can get all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Were there societal factors, do they exist, that make relevant a discussion of one's personal theology, especially in these times?
You bet. I think that the thing that exists, you know, with where religion is concerned, it involves all of us, materialism and secularism. The problem is this. For people who have everything they need and almost everything they want, sometimes the tendency is to develop that there's no real need or a sense of need for a supernatural being to be a part of their day-by-day living. This, I think, is a great mistake. Not only does it lead us astray in our thought, but sometimes in our actions as well. So the thing we need is to have an awareness that the best antidote to the materialism and secularism of our time is the stability of a strong faith and hope in Jesus Christ.
The book Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope, gives emphasis to the Apostles' Creed. Why is that?
For 2,000 years, that's been the basic faith statement of the church generally. That's been true of the Roman Catholic Church, as well as the Lutheran and the Eastern Orthodox, and many of our mainline Protestant churches as well. That's been the corporate statement of the church. But the Apostles' Creed needs to be reintroduced to every generation. The language may seem archaic to people who do not understand the progressive evolution of Christian thought. Therefore, the Apostles' Creed needs to be reintroduced and given an understanding to people that it is as pertinent today as was then. We simply state it in contemporary language.
You know, it's interesting, and as you're talking about that, I'm thinking, is Christian theology, should that be viewed as fixed, or is it transient or evolving?
The principle of evolution is core to the universe itself. The entire universe changes. Theology changes too. The basic tenets of our theology remain constant. God is our God. Jesus Christ is our Savior. The church is the gift of God to the people of today. These things remain intact. The issues of sin and forgiveness and love and righteousness, these things remain as they are. But our explanation of them, our presentation of them, must be as contemporary as our next breath if it's going to continue to communicate to the generation of which we are a part.
Dr. Charles Lee Holland, Jr., our guest, talking about his book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. I'll run down where the book's available before we end the discussion today. But you know, if you go to pageturner.us in the bookstore, it's there, Amazon, all of the usual places. The time is going by so quickly. This is just a fascinating conversation. As the authoritative basis of biblical theology, is the Bible to be interpreted as absolute truth as written or as the inspired vehicle which contains truth? I guess, in other words, I'm asking, is the quest for religious truth limited to the literary parameters of the Old and the New Testament?
I like the way you put that. Yes, to begin with, I believe the Bible to be inspired by God. Therefore, I think it's a special and a very unique book. But I think it's important for us all to realize that the Bible is also a very diverse book as well. Some of it is narrative, some of it is historical, some of it is prose, some of it's poetry, some of it is what we call eschatological, that is, it has to do with prophecy in the future. So as we look at the Bible, some of the language, particularly in those eschatological sections, is filled with imagery and symbolism. And there are those who say, well, to say this is a symbol is to deny its inspiration. Well, God can inspire symbolism and imagery just like he can the narrative portions. So I think the Bible, while we say it is the Word of God, we must understand that we are dealing with a diverse composite of literature that must be understood in that way.
In this constant quest we have for personal theology that balances faith and reason, How does one explain the relationship then between science and biblical narratives of creation and miracle?
That's a good one. Simply put, the answer is clear. The Bible tells the what of creation. Science is concerned with when and how. Therefore, science and religion are not at odds at all. They're attempting to simply answer the essential questions of creation from different perspectives. Religion from transcendent revealed impulse from God, and science from facts and data that is accumulated and evaluated.
Information like that is why this book is receiving such excellent reviews and touching, shaping so many lives. The book by Dr. Charles Lee Holland Jr., Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. The term sacred language is used. What exactly is meant by that term, sacred language?
We are good at using words in religion, words that are not found in the marketplace of life at all. Words like atonement, like sacrifice, like redemption, like salvation. And yet these words are commonly used on Sunday in many places, but never on Wednesday or Tuesday, for that matter. We call this sacred language, words that are almost uniquely related to the church itself. But sacred language is language that has no value unless it's comprehensible. Therefore, a good section of the book has to do with attempting to answer the question, what does this word mean? Which has been asked me thousands of times over the years. It's an attempt to help us understand that the sacred language of Christianity has value and is relevant and pertinent. That's why we call it sacred language, not that the language itself is sacred, but that it's only used usually in what we call sacred environment.
Such an informative conversation, and going by, we could have spend hours rather than just minutes talking about this topic and this book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. Dr. Holland, what is the role of the Christian faith in a pluralistic, a multicultural society?
To remain constant, to remain stable, to remain contributing, to remain the pillar upon which people can build their lives. There is flux and flow and alteration in the world, but the church must remain solid, stable, to which the world can always return. After all, the affairs of men is really like a pendulum. It swings from one extreme to the other. Always the pendulum tends to revert back to the center. That's where Christianity is. That's where the Bible is. That pillar to which people can turn when the fads and fancies fade and have little significance.
In the beginning, I talked about the book confronting the crisis of relevance of the church, the challenge of facing biblical theology. Today, is the church really relevant, do you think?
The church is relevant as long as it continues to present the gospel of Jesus Christ as taught by Jesus, as affirmed and confirmed by the apostles and the early church. But the church loses its relevance for the modern time if it attempts to emulate society. The church is not intended to try to replicate on Sunday morning what people enjoy from Hollywood during the week. It's to present the singular, transcendent reality of God. If it does that, it is and always will remain relevant to the time of which we're a part.
What are the means by which the church remains a redemptive force in the present socio-economical, political climate of this contemporary society? What do you feel
about
that?
The word means, that's a good word, means. Brings to mind three words one finds in the Greek New Testament. Martyria, diakonia, and koinonia. Martyria is translated witness. Diakonia is translated service. Koinonia is translated fellowship. The means that the church will continue to remain relevant involves those three words: witness, service, and fellowship. If we're faithful in our message and we continue to serve humanity in a beneficial way, and we retain a close relationship of love one for the other, humanity in general, Christian believers in particular, then the church has the means to continue being significant.
I'm going to take the time for one more question here and sort of tie things together. This has been such an important conversation. The book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. I'll give you all the information on the author, Dr. Charles Lee Howland Jr., in a second. To what extent does the traditional expectation of the church regarding eternal life, the hope of heaven, serve to sustain and encourage the Christian believer today?
Let this concept be focused on one word: Jesus Christ. Jesus said there's a future. When he was speaking to the dying thief on the cross, he said, "You'll be with me in paradise." On another occasion, to his disciples, he said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Deeply involved in the very faith of the church is a conviction: the best is yet to be. So when the storms of life are raging, we have faith of a peaceful shore. When adversities, persecutions, and difficulties come, we have confidence in ultimate victory. Jesus said, "I have overcome the world." We believe that, and we live by that.
You have put so many questions that people have into perspective over the course of the last 20 minutes as we've talked here, and that will continue as you read Dr. Holland's book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. Working with you in getting this word out there has been Page Turner. I mentioned that's a source for the book, Page Turner Press and Media. If you go to pageturner.us in the bookstore, you'll find Dr. Holland Jr.'s book there as well. Talk about the experience working with Page Turner, taking this idea, this concept that you had, getting it published, and now getting it into the public hands, so it's touching many, many people.
This book was discovered by one of the executives of Page Turner, and that individual took time to call me and talk with me on the phone about it and encouraged me, because of its pertinence, that it needs to have wider and broader distribution than had had previously. Then we began to talk about modifications, alterations, and improvements internally and externally, and all along the way I was guided every single step of the way by kindness, understanding. Let me give you an illustration of the concern that I felt. There came a time in this process dealing with Page Turner when my wife had to go to the hospital for a serious illness. And the person who had been contacting me called one morning and said, "I do not want to talk about the book today. I want to talk to you about your wife. Tell me how she is, where she is, and what the situation is." I shared that information. And then this individual said, "You may be sure that she is in my prayers daily." And until she was released from the hospital, I was called daily. This was one of the most encouraging things about Page Turner organization. It was really supportive in every way.
And they feel so important to get the word out on the book, and that's an outlet, one of several. Now, the book I'm talking about is Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope by Dr. Charles Lee Howland Jr. The book is available, as I mentioned, at Page Turner's in the bookstore, pageturner.us in the bookstore. That's all of this on our website, by the way. Also, you'll find it at all the Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Dr. Holland, they certainly are getting it out there, wide distribution. This is worldwide, and being able to impact people in a very positive way. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for your time. It's been an honor to have you with us on the show. Continued success. Are you working on anything new? You've taken this topic, a lot of questions that people have had, and you've broken it down in a very relatable, understandable way. Are you working on another book by any chance?
Well, first, let me thank you for calling. I've enjoyed this immensely.
Thank you.
And to answer your second question, yes, I was talking to the publisher this morning. I'm completing a book on the Book of Ruth, the beautiful short story in the Old Testament. I'm hoping to be able within the next 4 to 6 weeks to pass that on for their consideration as well. And I'm also working on redoing a book called Think on These Things, which I've been asked to reissue that book. So we'll see how that goes. But primarily in the immediate future, I hope to be able to turn to them rather quickly, the manuscript on the Book of Ruth.
Well, and I hope those books both come to fruition, and I would love to have you back on the program to talk about both of those. The book today we're talking about is Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope by our guest on the program, Dr. Charles Lee Holland, Jr. Information, of course, where the book's available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Holland, a pleasure. We will stay in touch, hopefully be able to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. It's been a wonderful experience.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.